We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions
is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends? We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Put a little bit more. You'll be a strong boy now, huh? You get better, huh?
Hello, harmonious viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10KU band and Intelsat 10C band. Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available in the following 93 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Ong Vorong, channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Bouê, channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Kumba, channel 23 on SIAT Kumba. In Bafut, channel 01 on Basatcom Bafut. In Bafoussam, channel 30 on BlendoSat. And in Adeya, channel 37 on Ite Blessimong Acerna.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, channel 37 on TV Costa Veja. In Chile, in Santiago, channel 33 on Puente Alto TV, and channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. And in Provincia de Linares, channel 2 on Retiro TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá, Sucre, channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Huachata, Cundinamarca, channel 33 on Huachata TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor and Aledaños, channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tuna, channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tuna Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco and Arborizadora, channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, channel 41 on Telelunidos. In Kennedy, channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativá, 10 Barrios, channel 29 on Telereliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolívar, channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre Sucre, channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna de San Carlos, channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago, SAA. in Buriscal, Mora, and Ocosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente, and in Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Joditel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraguay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiaole Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. In Puzhou City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV. In Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Hua Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himeur Cable TV. In Subakhtar, Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhang Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhang Broadcasting System. In Channel 44 on Hua Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bainzar in Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunarin. In Undakhan City in Khenti Province, Channel 23 on Sampur Company. And in Sanshan City in Darnangob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel, and in Hamburg on Willitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the International Fund for Agricultural Development donates $13.5 million to boost crop productivity in Togo. In humanitarian news, China contributes $1 million to the United Nations Peace Building Fund. In veg news, Compassionate Living is celebrated in France. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, January 26th, is Australia Day, the biggest national holiday of the year. It's a time for fun gatherings of family and friends with festivities held around the country. On this occasion, many distinguished awards are given to recognise outstanding achievements of Australian citizens. We wish all the friendly citizens of the country a splendid Australia Day. India also celebrates Republic Day today, commemorating her constitution coming into effect in 1950. India is one of the oldest civilizations in the world. Hinduism, Sikhism, and Jainism have their origins in this very spiritual nation. May the elevated citizens of India have a joyous Republic Day.
Lion News. More lives lost as floods continue in southern Africa. As of Monday, January 24th, weeks of heavy rains caused officials to place Botswana, Mozambique, Namibia, Zimbabwe, and Zambia on alert for flooding, while the government of South Africa declared 33 disaster areas in 7 of its 9 provinces. The number of confirmed South African fatalities in the past few days tripled to at least 123, including 88 in the eastern KwaZulu-Natal province, as some 20,000 people and nearly 425,000 hectares of agricultural lands were affected across the country. In the tiny kingdom of Lesotho, 4 people succumbed to a landslide as rains damaged crops, while 2 fatalities were reported in Madagascar.
5 people further north in Zimbabwe lost their lives to flood-related incidents, while to the west in Angola, 11 people perished as flash flooding swept Luanda province. Spokesperson Elizabeth Byers of the United Nations Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs stated, "We fear flash floods. It's rather common in the region, and this time we are seeing heavier rainfall than in previous years."
Upon hearing of the worsening conditions, Supreme Master Qinghai on January 21st offered $20,000 in urgent aid, an amount that could purchase approximately $344,000 in emergency supplies obtained in the United States based on the region's overall cost of living. With her heartfelt sympathies and prayers, she also asked that our nearby association members please go if possible to bring comfort and assist the most vulnerable flood-stricken people.
Our grateful thanks all officials and personnel working to alleviate these calamities, as we also thank Supreme Master Qinghai for her heartfelt concern. It saddens us to know of the cost to precious life, as we pray for the protection of the African people and that such extreme conditions are eased through our kinder care of Mother Earth and her inhabitants.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Portugal's president re-elected. After winning 53% of the popular vote on Sunday, January 23rd, incumbent President Anibal Cavaco Silva was announced as the nation's president for a second 5-year term. The Economist, who also served previously as a prime minister, vowed to help his nation overcome its economic difficulties by creating jobs and reducing debt. Appealing for the nation to work together, President Silva stated, "We have to be united in confronting these challenges." Our respectful congratulations, Your Excellency, on your re-election. Wishing your leadership success in serving the highest goals of progress and peace for the nation and people of Portugal.
Fatal brain disease transmitted via mother's milk in sheep. A new study published in the January 2011 issue of the Journal of Virology has shown for the first time that lambs fed milk from prion-infected mothers with inflamed mammary glands can also contract untreatable brain disease. Prions are known to be the transmitting agent for neurologically damaging disorders such as mad cow disease in cattle and Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease in humans. Previously thought to be spread only by consuming contaminated organ meat, all prion-based diseases are untreatable and are also tragically fatal. As the lambs in this study were found to develop the deadly disease within a 2-year period, the results raise the disturbing possibilities that sheep with prion disease can contaminate the milk pool and affect other animals, especially in factory farm settings, and that humans with Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease also might accumulate and then secrete prions from inflamed organs. It is not known whether milk contaminated with prions could affect human health. We appreciate this new understanding of deadly disease associated with the sad and unfortunate practices of livestock raising. May we eliminate the suffering of animals and humans alike as we turn away from potentially harmful food sources by opting for safe and humane plant-based meals.
Paraguay welcomes new Loving Hut. Paraguay is now the proud home to her first Loving Hut restaurant, located in the Latin American nation's second largest city, Ciudad del Este, situated on the scenic Parana River. As a rapidly growing global chain of vegan restaurants, Loving Hut International is founded on Supreme Master Ching Hai's vision of bringing the public a tasteful array of cruelty-free meals that satisfy the palate, health, and conscience at reasonable prices. Let's see what the customers have to say.
Fantástica. Ciudad del Este necesitaba un restaurante vegetariano de esta calidad.
¿Cuál es tu plato favorito?
Todos. No hay un solo plato favorito. Todos.
Está muy accesible para todos. La comida está muy buena. Y el precio está súper bueno para todos.
Me parece muy saludable. Hoy en día que con tanta contaminación, todo el mundo debería optar por las comidas sanas. Estamos siendo muy bien atendidos, son emprendedores, gente joven. Les deseamos muchas bendiciones y que sigan adelante.
¿Usted volvería a Loving Hut?
Con certeza, volvería siempre.
Cheers to Loving Hut on a successful launch in Paraguay, as we thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her support of this worldwide family of vegan dining spots. As such delectable plant-based food becomes more and more accessible, may we soon dine our way into a vegan era of health and harmony amongst all beings on Earth.
Sé vegetariano,
sé ecológico para salvar el planeta.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet.
Lowers blood pressure.
Lowers cholesterol levels.
Reduces type 2 diabetes.
Prevents stroke conditions. Reverses atherosclerosis. Reduces heart disease risk 50%.
Reduces heart surgery risk 80%. Prevents many forms of cancer. Stronger immune system.
Increases life expectancy up to 15 years. Higher IQ.
Saves 70% of a total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming. Uses 4.5 times less land to grow food.
Conserves up to 70% clean water. Saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing. A solution for world hunger. Free up 3.4 billion hectares of land.
Free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply. Consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production.
Reduces pollution from untreated animal waste. Maintains cleaner air. Saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year.
Stop 80% of global warming.
Plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green.
For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/be-veg.
United Arab Emirates President pardons 391 detainees. On Sunday, January 23rd, His Highness Sheikh Khalifa bin Zayed Al Nahyan authorized the release of 391 detainees from various prisons throughout the Emirate of Abu Dhabi. His Highness also pledged to forgive the debts of these multinational inmates by paying them himself so that they may have a second chance and be reunited with their families. "We are touched by Your Highness's noble gesture. May Allah grace the newly freed as they are warmly reunited with loved ones to begin new chapters of goodness in life."
Save our planet. Somalia's drought results in fatalities and forced migration. Dry weather and insufficient rainfall have led to severe water and food shortages across the nation, with worsening effects especially in central Somalia and areas bordering southeastern Ethiopia and northeastern Kenya. With at least 12,000 who have been displaced, including men who have left their families in search of food, the United Nations estimates that some 2.5 million are in need of nutritional aid. Five people have also been reported to have perished as a result of the prolonged dry conditions.
Somalia looks as if it's going into another period of drought. the La Nina conditions that have been forecast for 2011 practically guarantee a hard, dry season, which, again, given climate variability in Somalia, may also be followed by flooding.
In neighboring Kenya, more than 150,000 people have been declared vulnerable to starvation since crops failed and drought set in, while several children in Ethiopia have been admitted to the hospital due to severe malnutrition. Meanwhile, locals have been skipping a meal a day and struggling to pay for trucked water or seeking unsafe drinking water in shallow wells. The situation in countries like Somalia is also often exacerbated because of certain regions where humanitarian aid organizations have been forbidden from operating.
The difficulties that we do face are in terms of getting food assistance to all the population in Somalia. We're trying to address that in Somalia by putting a greater emphasis on meeting health, water and sanitation needs, as well as provide support for the nutritional needs of children.
We are grateful for the efforts of Mr. Bowden and the United Nations to respond to the desperate needs of the Somali people. Our prayers that with heaven's grace and humanity's choice of balanced living, such extreme situations will be eased for all beings on earth.
In an October 2009 video conference in Formosa, or Taiwan, Supreme Master Ching Hai expressed her heartfelt concern for the drought afflicted worldwide, urging for mitigating actions on everyone's part.
People are dying from drought. People are leaving their villages, their hometown, because they don't have any more water to drink. Some die on the road because of starvation. Some die on the road of looking for water. It is very, very tragic. I hope we all wake up, and wake up quick, to save our people, to save our home. Because many of our world co-citizens are not aware that many of our other co-citizens are dying because of lack of water. And lack of water means lack of food, lack of security. We must conserve the water. We must do everything we can. And the first step to begin is to be vegan, because animal industry use 70% more of the clean water of our planet.
Save Our Planet. With last sightings being approximately 10 years ago, Avian Protection Group, Birds Australia, prepares to classify 6 critically endangered bird species as extinct, saying that such a lapse means they may never be seen again.
Save Our Planet. Natura 2000, Europe's network of nature conservation, is expanding by almost 27,000 square kilometers to cover almost 18% of the European Union's landmass, including additional sea areas as well, to protect endangered marine species.
Save Our Planet. Japan's top 3 automakers, Toyota, Honda, and Nissan, work together with Japanese energy firms to build 100 hydrogen cell car filling stations by 2015 in the country's major cities to make the greener hydrogen-powered cars practical.
Save Our Planet. Thanks to legal action taken by several conservation and food safety groups, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service agrees to halt the planting of genetically modified organisms, or GMOs, in all its nature reserves across 12 northeastern states of the USA.
Hello, I'm Tilo the Antelope, and this is Alu, my lovely daughter.
It's a delicious plant-based diet for us. Today, we have a tip on taking care of an aging friend or relative.
It's a good idea to have quick access to his or her important information in case the need arises.
Consider having an easily available list that includes details about doctors, medical history, and proper identification such as driver's license.
Many thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet. Thank you for watching.
And now, the weather around the world.
World News, the International Fund for Agricultural Development, or IFAD, donates $13.5 million to boost crop productivity in Togo. The contribution will be used to support small-scale farmers in the cultivation and marketing of cassava, maize, and rice. The project is expected to directly benefit approximately 107,500 agricultural workers and indirectly help about 368,000 individuals. Our heartfelt appreciation, International Fund for Agricultural Development, for your care for the warm-hearted people of Togo. May flourishing crops and transitioning to the plant-based diet bring food security and joyful living worldwide.
In humanitarian news, China donates $1 million to the United Nations Peacebuilding Fund. The contribution will be used to augment reconstruction efforts, security, economic renewal, and stability in countries that are regaining harmony. It is part of China's pledge to give $3 million to the fund from 2010 to 2012. Our earnest thankfulness, China, for your support of the United Nations work in enhancing peaceful developments. May all lands thrive in tranquility and love. Up next on Noteworthy News, more than 4,000 people joined together to celebrate Paris Vegan Day. We'll go out to smell some flowers and come right back. More inspiring news when we return here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, resplendent news for a beautiful world. In Veg News, compassionate living is celebrated in France. Paris Vegan Day attracted more than 4,000 people to La Belle Valoise, a popular venue in the eastern part of the city. A variety of exhibitors, cooking demonstrations, food stands, seminars on animal welfare, and live music by vegan musicians were all part of this festive 100% plant-based occasion. Vegan ice cream was also enjoyed.
C'est délicieux, on sent bien le goût des fruits, donc c'est bon, vraiment bon. Et je trouve ça très encourageant qu'il y ait beaucoup d'associations comme ça, des festivals, des choses qui se mettent en place, parce que je pense que c'est l'avenir.
The event was organized by Paris Vegan Day, a non-profit cultural association dedicated to promoting the cruelty-free lifestyle.
Donc il y a des simili-carnets, mais il y a aussi de la cosmétique végane, des produits d'entretien, pour vraiment montrer qu'il est facile de devenir végane et de vivre de cette manière. On a tout ce qu'il faut, alors pourquoi pas changer de mode de vie? Il est vraiment temps de faire acte.
Our association members attended and gave a presentation, Being Vegan, a Solution to Save the Planet. Delectable plant-based food was also available by Loving Hut Paris, an international family of restaurants encouraged by Supreme Master Ching Hai to offer nutritious, delicious, and affordable vegan food.
En ne mangeant pas de produits d'origine animale, nous ne participons pas à cette dégradation de l'environnement. Soyez vegan, devenez écolo pour sauver la planète.
Donc soyez végétalien pour et devenez écolo pour sauver la planète. C'est la solution.
Bravo Paris Vegan Day and participants for this wonderful and fun event promoting benevolent choices. May the diet of kindness soon be adopted by all for a heavenly world.
European Parliament supports reducing meat to lower greenhouse gases.
Call vote. Vote is now open.
Reduce your meat consumption or stop eating meat totally.
During discussions on greenhouse gas reduction goals, the Climate Committee of the European Parliament officially recognized livestock's contribution to global warming and recommended a reduction of subsidies to the livestock industry to curb methane.
The European Parliament has adopted its own position on climate change as an institution. And as a vice president, one of the proposals I have made is in line with your own, which is that we should eat far less meat. Because that's one of the major sources of greenhouse gases.
Tout le monde sait bien, si on veut rendre notre planète soutenable, il va falloir réduire notre consommation de viande, ça on le sait bien.
My name is Jens Holm, I'm a member of the European Parliament. Please, be veg, go green to save the planet.
Let's enjoy an original joke written by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled Lost Wallet. It is told in Mandarin.
Xinwen
父亲问儿子，
从这里你学到了什么呀？
儿子说，
如果钱包掉了不用担心，因为有人会捡到然后还给你。
And now for our viewers' heartline on Prague, Czech Republic, the golden city on the world around us.
Thanks for the lovely introduction to Prague, Vienna from Hong Kong.
Vibrant Vienna, it's great to hear from you. Prague is truly a jewel of Europe. We pray global citizens can visit such magnificent places on a calm and sustainable earth. May heaven bless you and all the eco-conscious people of Hong Kong.
Do you have a heartline today?Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to Heartline at SupremeMasterTV.com, the address on your screen, or visit SupremeMasterTV.com/Heartline. It's been a pleasure to have your company on Noteworthy News.
May the eternal love of the Providence illuminate your heart.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
The European Union designates 2011 as the European Year of Volunteering to celebrate the millions of volunteers across the continent,
as well as to encourage everyone towards making a difference
by offering their free time to help others or the environment.
Members of the Moroccan rap music group Ashkane are named as United Nations Development Program, or UNDP, Goodwill Ambassadors in recognition of their constructive efforts to support underserved youth.
The recent appointment of Japanese Justice Minister Satsuki Eda and his clearly stated stance against capital punishment raises hope for its abolition in Japan.
Animal welfare and service organizations in Brevard County, Florida, USA, meet to further the county's efforts toward implementing a merciful no-kill policy for its two animal shelters.
Swedish automaker Volvo, in partnership with the European Commission, successfully conduct the first trial of a technology that links vehicles into trains that are under the control of one lead driver, thus boosting fuel efficiency and safety.
In just 1 month, donations to a campaign launched by environmental group World Wildlife Fund raises sufficient funds to symbolically adopt 140 bears in Romania, which in turn will help preserve their natural habitat in the Carpathian Mountains.
Scientists at National Taiwan University in Formosa, or Taiwan, announce a portable device called Venser NTU that uses new technology to accurately detect certain cancers and viral infections in just 12 minutes, with applications that include convenient and safe home use.
In a project sponsored by the U.S. National Aeronautics and Space Administration, or NASA, and other global space agencies, teams of 8 to 12-year-old students from several hosting countries engage in an astronaut-like training challenge toward healthy eating and exercise habits.
Concluding one of the world's largest annual religious gatherings, hundreds of thousands of the World Congregation of Muslims,
or Bishwa Ijtema in Bangladesh,
gather in a prayer for peace.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
Please visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/NWN.